Disclaimer. This podcast is my own, and the views expressed by me and my guests on this podcast do not reflect the opinions of PSA Collectors or any other company that engages me for appraisal services. Neither myself nor my guests provide any financial or investment advice on this podcast, and any discussions of valuations for collectibles, either in the past or the present, does not guarantee future performance. Enjoy the show. Okay, I am very excited today to talk to the founder, the creator, the mastermind of Fort Greene Granola, which is this delicious ballpark snack. Well, not just to eat at the ballpark, but in general, you can eat at your home, at the office. We'll talk about that. Very interesting guy, very great product. So without further ado, this is Louis Lazar.
Hi, Michael. Thank you so much for having me. I love your podcast. And I'm just like super, I'm so enthusiastic to be on. So appreciate it.
You're very, very welcome. And most of us listening today have gone to a ballpark over the years. It could have been with our father, with our friends, baseball stadium. It could be a football stadium. We have our hot dogs. We have our nachos. We have maybe an alcoholic beverage. But you've created this interesting snack. Okay, it's nuts. Called Fort Greene Granola,
which tastes. I got it here too. Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
It tastes delicious, but I have a couple of questions before we talk about the packaging, which is incredible, by the way. I want to know how you came up with this idea, and then also how did you come up with the name Fort Greene Granola?
Sure. No, all great questions. So a couple years ago, we got to kind of rewind a little bit. I started out more of like a hobby, granola company, a craft granola company in Brooklyn, New York, where I live. It was based on this unbelievable granola that my girlfriend made. And I just started giving it to family and friends, and people were, floored by it. They loved it. They said, you should sell it. So I got local ingredients from local farms, and it was super healthy and energizing. And I did a lot better than I thought. And slowly I've developed a few new flavors. And so I was always kind of on the lookout for new flavors. So the name of the granola is Fort Greene Granola because I am based in Fort Greene, Brooklyn, which is has recently named one of the kind of like the coolest neighborhoods like in the world. And it's just a very dynamic place, like with parks and greenery and like a lot of interesting people, a lot of history to it. So I developed kind of like a loyal and a passionate following at the local farmers markets surrounding my neighborhood, you know, in Brooklyn. And when I go out on the street, people started calling me the granola guy. That's what I was known as. Okay. And so, I was always on the lookout for new flavors. So this is about a year ago, and I was back home. I grew up outside Chicago, north suburbs. My mom had recently moved from the house that I grew up in into a smaller apartment. And I was going through boxes of old baseball memorabilia, sports stuff, and old photographs. And I found a picture of me and my dad at Wrigley Field when I was about 8 years old. And it instantly took me back. It was this just magical feeling and memory of transporting me back in time. And this is the picture. It's a picture that's now on the back of this bag, which I'm going to get into, which is right here, you know, me and my dad at Wrigley.
How old were you then?
I was eight. I believe I was about eight.
Okay.
Yeah. And so it was, you know, I think one day my dad is still, you know, with us, but like one day when he's not around anymore, like this is going to be what I remember most, you know, was holding his hand, going through the tunnel into like the green ballpark, taking our seats, watching batting practice. And then a big part of it were the foods, the treats I used to eat. Cracker Jack, peanuts. I love chocolate malt, sunflower seeds, which later on when I played baseball, I would always, when I played center field, I would keep sunflower seeds in my pocket while I roamed the outfield, you know, chase down fly balls. And so in that moment, I was on the lookout for new flavors. It kind of hit me. I'm like, there's my flavor. Like, I'm going to combine these nostalgic flavors of baseball, peanuts, caramel, pretzels, another, I used to have big pretzels, chocolate malt, sunflower seeds into a single timeless snack. Okay. And to my knowledge, it had never been done before where they were all combined. So I got into the kitchen and I started kind of experimenting like a mad scientist. And I brought it to the market. I brought it to the farmer's market, and it was around kind of spring training of last year. And I drew the stadium on the bag, you know.
I love that.
When I was a kid, I used to draw stadiums. I had books filled with like kind of fictitious stadiums I used to draw based on, you know, Ebbets Field or Fenway or Wrigley. And so I drew it, you know, and I put the outfield wall instead of advertisements. It's the main ingredients. And so, And the reaction was unbelievable. Like instantly I had people like tearing up at the, like after they tasted the snack and heard my story. I had a woman, you know, who actually was from Chicago, and she said that it reminded her of going to games with her dad when she was a kid, and he had recently passed away. And so she got a little teary eyed, but it was a good teary eyed. It was a wonderful memory. And I had an older gentleman who had, as soon as he heard the story and he tasted the snack, it took him back to, this guy was up around probably 80. And he remembered being at Ebbets Field. Remember, we're in Brooklyn. This guy lived his entire life in Brooklyn. At Ebbets Field with his father when he was 5. And he said, "This reminds me of being at Ebbets Field." I was like, oh my God, it's so authentic. I've had kids, 11, 12, kind of little league aged, who taste the snack and sprint to their parents and ask them if they can buy it, like something right out of the Sandlot. So it was these like authentic, very authentic, sincere, like, you know, magical moments, you know, that make baseball so unique and beautiful. And I knew that I had something like special. And so I called the snack Ballpark Classic. Okay. Under the umbrella of the company Fork and Granola. And the goal is to spread those feelings, that nostalgia, that thrill of being at the ballpark, you know, that kind of connects generations, that, you know, father and son, mother and daughter, mother and son, you know, brothers, you know, sisters, bring people together and spread that feeling like as widely as possible. So that's my goal with this snack. And yeah, I'm excited to like see where it leads for sure.
You know, it doesn't matter how old we are, if we're a man or a woman or where we live, we all want to have those memories of nostalgia of being back as a kid and being in a ballpark. And so this snack correctly brings those feelings back, as you were just stating with this woman who was crying, but these were good tears, right?
Exactly.
And so when people take a look at this product, I think storytelling is so interesting, because not only does the product taste really great, but the story behind it. Why did this product come about, as you just stated to us? And you showed us the picture on the back with your father when you were 8. What I really like is, besides the picture, is right below the starting lineup. So there's nine ingredients. And obviously, to fuel the baseball team, you need 9 starting players, right?
Exactly.
And so it talks about, you know, the oats and the raw honey and all the ingredients that go into this product. So tell me if I'm wrong, but this product is a healthy indulgence. It's not like an unhealthy thing, right?
No, I mean, it's definitely indulgent there, you know, but it is compared to snacks that you'd have like a junk foods at the ballpark, cotton candy. I don't want to bash other wonderful ballpark snacks, but there's a lot of organic ingredients in there, you know, organic oats, okay, sunflower seeds, a lot of protein with the sunflower seeds and fresh roasted peanuts. I've got a lot of organic ingredients, and there's it's a much higher quality, the caramel, okay, it's homemade caramel, no high fructose corn syrup. So it is exactly, I would call it a healthier version of a kind of an indulgent ballpark or stadium snack. Exactly.
And is everything sourced locally in New York, or do you import things from out of state?
It's a combination. Mostly I'm getting stuff from elsewhere. I use some organic oats from a farm in upstate New York, which is a kind of a cool, rare thing. But from a variety of places, you know.
Yeah. And then again, I want to go back to this packaging here because it was created in Brooklyn, New York, and we have that homage there. And then also the American flag, which is, I think, really great and really important here. What's the first thing that people, let's say someone is attending one of these art fairs, or they're walking around and they see your product or a farmer's market, and they may not necessarily be familiar with your product, but they see the product on, let's say, a table. Mm-hmm. Do they immediately like grab it and look at it? Do they ask like, what's this? Like, what's people's first reaction when they see the package?
I have a, usually at the farmer's markets, there's a sign, a larger sign that says Fort Greene granola and a sign that says fresh local granola. And that's often the kind of the spark or the thing that leads people to the, our granola stand, which is gives me an opportunity to talk about the snack and show the bag. Another thing that I often do, especially fun in April or like a kind of spring training April, and then also in October, especially in New York this year, where you had two teams who were going deep into the playoffs. There was a lot of excitement there around surrounding baseball. Excitement that really kind of was in the air. Even people who aren't baseball fans got caught up in it, right? But it's a lot of people wearing baseball gear, mostly Mets and Yankees, but also, you know, in people from everywhere. So people with all kinds of hats and, you know, Orioles and, you know, and you name it, right? So whenever I see someone with any kind of baseball paraphernalia on, okay, I kind of leap up out of my spot. Okay. I snatch a sample. Okay. And I kind of run out to them. Okay. And I ask them, are you a Mets fan? And I tell them about the snack. I said, the snack combines the flavors of a baseball stadium to one snack, peanuts, caramel, pretzels. I hope, you know, I had a feeling you might like really love it and we'd like to try it. And usually they say yes. And a very like high percentage of these, you know, wonderful baseball fans, hear my story about my dad and see the picture of me and my father when I was at Wrigley as a kid. And a lot of them buy the snack, and it's, you know, makes me like really like feel great, you know, and they leave the booth oftentimes with kind of like happier than when they showed up, with a little skip in their step. And, you know, it's like there's a lot of sadness and kind of distress in the world right now or always. And so it's nice to kind of bring people like for a few moments, like a little bit of joy. So that's what I love most about this project.
That's true guerrilla marketing and hustle. When you see someone that has like a Mets or Yankees hat,
I scramble.
I love that. And that's what you have to do. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
If you're a startup company selling technology products or your company, like you have to have that mindset, right? Mm-hmm. But let's fast forward a year from now, 2 years from now, 3 years from now. Where do you see this product? Because right now it's direct to consumer, but do you see this product in a baseball stadium? Do you see this at a retail outlet? Walk us through that.
Sure. I mean, I have certainly visions and plans of where I envision it, which I will adjust accordingly as things move along. But yes, stadiums, minor league, and major league parks. I see this being sold, you know, ideally in every minor league, you know, major league park in America. Okay. I've done a lot of pop-ups in office buildings, actually, in New York City, in Manhattan, recently at a WeWork. And within a couple hours, I set up my little booth there and gave out samples of this snack and told the story. And these are kind of people who are just kind of, you know, at the office in Manhattan working. And I sold maybe 20 or 30 of these bags in a couple hours. And it makes a great, and this isn't me just stating it, this is something that I have, you know, tested out, you know, is people, it's a great office snack. So people like it's fun. It's kind of interactive. Each bite is different. It's delicious. And even if someone isn't a big baseball fan, everyone kind of like knows someone who loves baseball, or they've been to a baseball game when they were a kid. And the flavors are nostalgic flavors that kind of transcend the game itself. So I see this as a snack that employers can give to their employees at offices all over the place, as something that a great kind of gift, okay, for that companies can give their corporate clients. And also, it's been a great gift at the markets where someone buys a snack and they say, my dad would love this, or my grandma would love this, or my brother in California is a huge baseball fan and they would love this. And so it makes a great gift as well, right? I think, but stadiums, I would say, are number one. And then also there's youth baseball. Youth baseball, kids love this. And so there are youth tournaments all over the country. There's a Little League World Series, which would be, I think, an ideal kind of place for it. And 2025, this year, is where I'm going to, you know, last year the focus was on getting direct to customer feedback in person at farmers markets, which I've expanded and have seen it be successful. And now the next step is going to be these larger venues. And that's going to be the goal moving forward, and different and partnerships with companies that are baseball adjacent, baseball related, sports related. And then, yeah, and just to kind of see where it goes.
Are your sales just with this bag, or do you have other SKUs that you also sell?
Yes, other SKUs. So this is actually the fourth SKU that was invented. It all started with the original granola, which is kind of a better, a higher quality, kind of preservative-free vegan version of a more traditional granola. And it was inspired by my kind of hikes in Vermont. And so like the wooded mountains of the Northeast, Pacific Northwest, those are my kind of inspirations. And then I have another flavor, which is called Faraway Spice, which is a lot of dried fruits and spices, cinnamon, cardamom, dates, apricots. And that was inspired by my strolls in kind of through bazaars, like in the Middle East, okay, North Africa. Mm-hmm. And then I have a tropical flavor. It's called Tropical Forest. And it was based on a story I heard about a guy who was stuck on a boat in the middle of the Caribbean. The guy was going hungry and mad, and he swam to an uninhabited island, and he survived off the fruit that grew wild there. Mango, coconut, you know, banana. Then he took like a swig of spiced rum that he had a little bottle of it. Boom, there are my flavors. That's the tropical forest flavor. And so the ballpark classic, those are my three granolas, more what you'd have over yogurt or with almond milk or oat milk or regular milk, okay? And I invented those. And then I came up with the idea for the ballpark classic, which most customers are eating as a snack, straight out of the bag, you know, while they're watching TV, while they're at the office, while they're traveling. I've had a lot of people take it on planes, you know, and hiking. I've had people take it hiking with them. So there are other avenues beyond baseball too, where I've seen people kind of using it in those contexts. And I think, you know, those are things that I'm going to think about moving forward as well.
Tell the people how they can find out about you. Do you have a website? What's your Instagram?
Yes, absolutely. So there's a website, Fort Green, which is Fort, and then Green with an E at the end. That's the name of the neighborhood. Granola.com. Okay, that's our website. And we have an online store where we ship anywhere in the country. So you can order that online. And then we have an Instagram, which is, and we're at Fort Green Granola. That's the name of it, one word. And you can, you know, follow us and check out kind of like, you know, what we're up to at farmers markets and keep track of us that way too.
Wonderful. I'll also obviously link it on the YouTube page. But before I let you go, because this is the Sports Appraiser podcast.
It is. It is.
I have to ask you if you have something at home that you've owned that you've kind of always been wondering, you know, I've had this for whatever, how many years, and how much is this worth? Do you have something like that?
I do, Michael. I do. I've got a bunch of things like that, actually. And I, that day when I was going through those boxes at my mom's and I found the picture of me and my dad, I also discovered some old memorabilia that I was curious about. And so one I guess I could show it to you here. This is a run, you know, I'm ready for potential disappointment and letdown. My expectations are not high. Okay. Just, okay. You know, so this is I'm not taking it out of the little plastic here. Maybe I should. Yeah.
Let's see what it is.
It's a Ryan Sandberg rookie card. It looks like it's pretty mint, but I mean, that's just a very, my own ignorant eyes looking at it. It's a Topps Ryan Sandberg rookie card.
I don't see the back.
Corners look good to me, but you know.
Yeah. Turn it around, Louis. I want to see the back.
Sure thing. Good. And if I need to take it out, I can do that too.
No, it's okay. Yeah. I would say overall, yeah, it does look, you know, pretty good as far as, it almost looks like you got the card way back when and just put it in that case, and it's been in that case for decades.
Oh yeah, completely. This is the case that came. I don't know if I got it at a card show, or I must have got it at some card show that I dragged my dad to. He said, like, look, all these years later, that he despised like having to like wait around for me at these card shows, but he did it. He did it anyway. That's sacrifice right there, because I just would be so excited to go to these card shows. So maybe I got it there. Not totally sure. What do you think?
So Ryan Sandberg Topps rookie card, we're going to say in near mint to mint condition, is about $75 to $100.
Okay. Okay.
So you can retire on it.
Yeah, definitely not. Definitely not. I got my Ryan Sandberg signed ball too. Oh yeah. Here's the story of Ryan Sandberg. He was my favorite player, him and Andre Dawson, but Ryan Sandberg was my favorite player. And so I actually tried to emulate his hairstyle. So in all of the pictures of me playing youth baseball, well, really at school pictures too, like anywhere, I had the hair coming out the back of my head, out of the back of my hat, just like Ryan Sandberg. So he was, you know, I was so proud.
He's an idol.
Looked like Ryan Sandberg, you know? And I've got a Ryan Sandberg signed baseball. Although now in this brighter light, I'm seeing like a few blemishes on here, you know.
Let's see.
To stick with the Ryan Sandberg theme.
Yeah. You know, a lot of people, when they see a Ryan Sandberg autograph, they don't, because it's hard to see the Ryan and the Sandberg.
Exactly. It doesn't look like Ryan Sandberg.
It doesn't look like Ryan Sandberg. Yeah. But, you know, thank God, you know, he's still living. You know, he's had cancer. And now
I know.
Kind of came back. But you know, he signed a lot over the years. A ball like that is about $50 to $75.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. So what can you do?
You know, I got to tell you. So funny story about Ryan Sandberg. Well, I'm not going to tell you how old I am. I think you probably know. But when I was at my high school reunion, this I think it was my 20-year high school reunion, in the suburbs of Chicago, you know, I was, you know, haven't seen some of these people since I graduated high school. So I was talking to this girl, Katie. You know, she was super nice to me in high school. And, you know, I'm like, hey, Katie, how are you? She, hey, Michael, you know, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And we were talking, and next thing you know, she tells me, she's like, she goes, Ryan Sandberg is my father-in-law.
Oh, no,
like,
wait.
What? She's like, yeah, I'm married to Ryan Sandberg's son. I was like, wow, I had no idea. And she knew that I'm a Sports Appraiser. She's like, yeah, I thought you'd appreciate that. I'm like, yeah, I definitely appreciate that. I'm like, wow, small world. And like, she like showed me family pictures on her cell phone, you know, like Ryan Sandberg, he was like right in the middle. It was cool. It was cool.
That's hilarious. Yeah. Yeah. I won. I think I was at Wrigley Field when I was, and I was sitting in the, like not even the bleachers. It's like the spot, you know, those those few rows right next to the foul pole. And I was saying, I was maybe in high school, and I guess you automatically get entered in some raffle, and they announce the seats, and they announce the seat. I'm like, that sounds familiar. And I look at my ticket, and I won the raffle, and they said the winner gets to hang out with Ryan Sandberg in his private, in his skybox, private skybox for like an inning.
Wow.
And so next thing I know, I'm in like, you know, looking at like piles of like, you know, fruit and food. And then there Ryan Sandberg walks in, and I had this, this must've been where I got the baseball signed, you know, and I got this, you know,
wow.
That, and meeting my hero, you know, like.
What a special memory for you. This is like all full circle. Ryan Sandberg was your, you know, hero. You played baseball as a kid, and now you have this ballpark classic granola. I love it. Louis, listen, thank you very much for coming on the podcast. We love it. And of course, people listening, please visit his website and follow him on Instagram. And I love the stories. I love how you're making people feel special and happy inside, because as you correctly stated, you know, there's a lot of craziness going on in the world today. And so I think when people see your product, it brings them joy, not just for the taste of it, which is fantastic, but also the nostalgia and the memories and what they remember going to a ballpark decades ago with a special person. So thank you for that.
Oh, that makes me feel so good. And thanks, Michael, for having me. This is so much fun.
You're very welcome. We'll talk to you soon.
All right.